Welcome back, everyone, to another incredible episode of Chat with Dan. For today, we have on the show, what can I say? The incredible, the amazing, the badass, the superstar, the legendary, the incredible, the one and only, Sydney. Sydney, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And what better way to have an incredible, super badass day than to be chatting with someone as badass as you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty badass, so.
I love it. Now, before we start, I do want to thank those who tune in here. Thank you so much if you're new to the channel. As always, don't forget to leave a like, subscribe, follow, helps a lot. But most important, on the description below, you're going to find all of Sydney's social media. Let's follow her. Let's make her viral. Hashtag Team Sydney. And without further more, let's jump in. So, Sydney, let's go back in time and tell me, what drew you into acting into the first place? Like, was there a specific moment or experience that made you realize, you know what, this is going to be my passion?
You know what? I actually, when it came to acting, really, I wanted to be a director first. And it started when I was really young. My dad, he would always be like, you're going to be a director one day. You're going to be a director one day, ever since I was a little girl. And that kind of carried me over into my adolescent years. Oh my goodness, my dog is whining. I'm going to just quickly let her out.
It's okay.
I don't want her to whine the entire time. Thanks, Ben.
It's okay.
It started off with that before getting into really acting. It was more like a filmmaker's perspective. And when I was really young, I would enter into all these different film festivals. Like, I would do animation film festivals. I would do horror film festivals when I was a kid. And my teachers used to let me enter into these like local radio station film festivals too. Mm-hmm. And they would let me use like the school's cameras. And then I got like all these scholarships to go into university to become a filmmaker. And that was really great. I even competed like with my best friend, Natalie Massaroni, who's an editor out of Manitoba. Her and I would compete together in these festivals or in these competitions. And it got us into university. And from there, one of the prerequisites to get your degree in filmmaking, you have to take acting classes. And so I always liked the idea of acting. I just didn't really, I don't know, maybe I didn't have the confidence for it at the time. But then when I got into it, my professors told me that I showed promise, and they kept pushing me and pushing me, saying, oh, you show so much promise. This is probably the route that you should take or consider. And then my professor set me up with my first audition with Carmen Kotick, who is a casting director out of Manitoba. And then from there, I fell in love with it. And I did something crazy in 1 year. I did like over 30 short films or something super nuts like that. way too many. And I fell in love, and it's been that way ever since.
That's incredible. And
yeah.
Tell me, like, how do you approach getting into the mindset of the character? I mean, do you have like a specific technique or perhaps a ritual? Like, what is your thing here?
I don't necessarily have like a specific ritual. Mm-hmm. I kind of just, as it stands, like with self-taping now, it's great because you get the material and you have all this time to explore the material. And it's nice because I feel like I get to just line by line kind of develop this world for this character. And I just get to experiment and have fun. The point is like, I just get to play something that's completely not myself. And I get to put bits of myself. I always make sure to put like a little piece of Sydney into all the characters that I play. So a little piece of myself, that way I just feel grounded in that character. And that's like what's the most important part for me, is to feel grounded when I'm performing, because then I feel like I'm bringing some realism to it. I don't want to go into a character and then feel detached to it. So I guess that's my biggest part of developing a character, is like putting at least a piece of myself into a character. So I guess that's,
yeah,
what I would do.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's, even though you are the instrument to portray the character, it's still you. So it's understandable that parts of you will be inside those characters.
Yeah, like I always feel like I need to find like some connection to the character, which is not, I find that a lot of the time the characters that I audition for are a lot like me in a lot of ways. So it's not difficult in that way. It's just like finding a way where I can turn that into a complete story, which mm-hmm. is always really, really, really fun. So yeah.
Cool. And is there like a particular genre or type of character that you haven't portrayed yet, but you would love to explore that anytime in the near future?
I would say maybe I would love to do a rom-com. I'm not gonna lie. I would love to do a rom-com.
Okay.
Like the leading lady rom-com would be really fun. You know, kind of that, I love those cliche, you know, best friends who don't know they're in love, but then realize at the end of the movie they're in love mm-hmm. kind of story. I so feel good. I often lately get portrayed as like, you know, the person that is in a horror movie and gets killed off, which I love to do. It's so fun. It's probably the most fun, honestly. I love doing it. It's so fun in horror movies. Those are my absolute favorites. So obviously that's kind of the goal right now, right? Is like, I would love to keep doing genre and go into all these different horrors. Like that's kind of my main focus. But if I were to do something completely different, a rom-com would be something I would love to try.
There you go. I love it. And also, you know, Hallmark season is coming. So
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, I do have a Hallmark out right now that I'm in. So
there you go.
So could tune in and watch that. So I did play kind of like this romantic couple mm-hmm. story. So that was really fun.
There you go. I love it. Now, have you ever had a role that made a significant impact on you personally? And if it did, how did that affected you perhaps?
So I was in All Fun and Games, which is a horror movie that came out recently. I came out September 1st. It's with Asa Butterfield and Natalia Dyer. It's a fantastic movie. I encourage everyone to go watch it. It's available on iTunes or Apple iTunes. And then it's mm-hmm. available on YouTube for rent, Amazon Prime, all those kind of major places. Anyway, it had an effect on me because when I originally auditioned for it, I was so passionate about this movie, like so, so passionate. And I didn't know if it was going to go my way. The audition process was, you know, I got a call back. I did the call back. I did a director session and I wanted it so bad. I was manifesting it so bad. And I didn't find out until super last minute that I booked the role. So as in I booked the role and I was on set like the next day. And it was a pretty intense character for me to play. It was really emotionally taxing, physically taxing for a movie like that because it is a horror. Mm-hmm. And also if you're in scenes with these big wigs like Natalia and Asa, it's kind of just that extra pressure because you want to be on the same level and they're wonderful, by the way, super, super wonderful people. But that kind of tested me because I had less than 24 hours to memorize my lines. So it definitely pushed me in a lot of ways. And now having worked with those people and having been put in that situation, I feel like it really made me grow as an actor. And it made me so where I feel like I can take on anything. It really helped me boost my confidence in that way.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. I love it. Now, how you handle the pressure and expectations that come when playing a character? I mean, it happens, right? So how you stay yourself focused and not let yourself involved perhaps in those type of feelings?
I guess that's so difficult because I am somebody who can't, I don't necessarily always do well when it comes to pressure. On set, I'm fine auditioning. Like when I'm at the job, I'm completely fine because I'm only focused on my job. You know, I go in, I do my job and I do it the best that I possibly can. So I'm only laser focused on that. Now, does that carry over when I'm finished? No, I'm human. Sometimes I can get kind of stressed when it comes to like, mm-hmm. am I doing the right thing? And all I can really say is I just try to take it a day at a time. I used to be a person that used to think, oh my gosh, like, where am I going to be at 5 years from now? Mm-hmm. And it used to always just kind of make me sick because I would compare myself to others and like, oh, these people are doing all this and I'm here. And it's just not, you know, conducive to a successful career. Like it doesn't mean just because some people are maybe ahead of you doesn't mean that you won't get there, right? So I guess the only thing that I can say to that is that I just try to take it a day at a time. And I also just try to appreciate the people that are around me and that I'm working with. And that really helps keep me grounded. And it helps kind of lay off this pressure that I have on myself, because then it just reminds me I'm human and I'm here to do a job just like everybody else, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's inevitable for us to have like this type of feeling whenever we're about to do something that we care, you know? I do think that is part of the whole part of the whole experience. And yeah, I mean, comparing yourself, I mean, it happens, right? But I do, like, every time I will have like this feeling, I tend to be like, okay, but you know what? This is my road at some point, you know, this is my way. At some point, I will get to what I want, but you know, I can't compare myself with others because I don't know what that person did in order to be where they are right now. You know, sometimes we can see it differently because we are in a totally different perspective, which is your own, right?
Yeah.
So, I do tend to avoid that, but it's inevitable. Sometimes I'll be like, yeah, but you know what? It's their road. Good for them. I'll be just focusing on mine and continue working. Because otherwise, yeah, it's horrible. Because if you let yourself involve into that, you will, once you realize it's been already like 45 minutes and you're still on the same thought over and over and over. You know what I mean? So
exactly. And then you get into that pit and it's so hard to get yourself out of it. And the biggest thing that I can say, like, to people who, because I've talked to so many actors and they're under the same kind of pressures of, you know, comparison, just because it is this industry, you know, you're going into an audition with how many other people auditioning and then only one person gets the role. And the beauty of it is that if you can go into there and you can go into the audition with a fully prepped character, this world that you developed, and you feel proud of what you prepared, that's all that matters. Booking the role is the cherry on top. That's what we all want. But like, yeah, at the end of the day, that's so out of your hands. You can only control what you put into it. And I really take pride and I love hearing about actors who are going in. Like, I have lots of friends in Manitoba and across Canada who we often audition for the same things. And I love like seeing their auditions. They'll like, we'll send each other auditions. Like, hey, what do you think about this? I love seeing that. Cause like, I feel like I learned from it, you know? And if it's not me that's booking it, I want it, you know, I want it to be a fellow Canadian to book the role. You know, I want it to, I love seeing success around me. And from that, I feel like when I give that support, I get it. And mm-hmm. it's been really helpful to me. It really feels like I'm building this community, and it really does take the pressure off, because I know that I have people in my corner. I know that I have people who root for me, because I'll get a role that is perfectly suited to me. Doesn't matter if like I read for a role and I'm super passionate about it. If it doesn't go my way, yes, I'll be hurt. But I know like something is to come, you know? So it's just the waiting game, and that's the way that it is. And in the meantime, I can push others around me and they can push me forward too. So it just feels, I don't know. It's just, when you change your mindset like that, it feels far more fulfilling, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, if somehow you didn't took it, I mean, if somehow you didn't got it, you know, just the way it is. Yeah. I remember exactly. a couple of months ago, I saw this interview with this football player, and he was saying that basically life is beautiful. You know, life is beautiful. Things happen, sure, but that's just the way it is. I mean, who said that life was fair? It's not. So enjoy what you can. I mean, take control on what you can. And the things that you can have control, you know, just the way it is, you know, a couple of days ago, I went to this job interview and I was like super, you know, feeling good and everything. And on the interview, everything went to crap.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell I was doing. I just forgot everything. I just went completely blank. And I was like, what the hell? And I just remember that I walked out, be like, well, I think I just blew this up, you know. And of course I blew it up, but then I was again, as I said, like with this idea, like, well, maybe it was not meant to be at this moment, or maybe it was not meant to be at all. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Exactly.
But that's not gonna stop me or to be like, oh, I'm a waste, you know. Yeah, like you know, like not let yourself involve into this type of toxic thoughts, because it's inevitable. So the healthiest way I try to see things is to be like, just the way it is, and move and keep moving forward. So
yeah, exactly. And you know, sometimes, like oftentimes, you'll even hear these stories where these actors kind of went in and they feel like, I choked on that audition. Oh my gosh, I prepped all this and I didn't do what I wanted to, but they'll still sometimes book it. And I mean, that happened to me over the summer. I had the flu, a horrible flu, and I auditioned for this Hallmark movie and I didn't think I had any chance of booking it because I was so sick. And then I ended up booking it. And it's just, sometimes you're just actually meant to play the role. And that's just like what you're destined for. And you know, and so yeah. it's just so out of your hands. Like, it's just, while we're here, we may as well support each other and have fun with it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. And if you made a mistake somehow or something like that, learn from it. You know, perhaps there is something there you can get the chance to learn, be like, okay, so perhaps next time, instead of do this, I could try this, or I could, you know, try to play something different. I mean, I think that is like the beautiful thing about life itself, that every single day we have the opportunity to do something new, to discover something, right? So if we take advantage of that and be and work into something that we want to at some point, then I think that is like the ultimate goal. But of course, you know, it's inevitable that you will fail stuff here and there, but you know, it's part of the experience. So
exactly, you're only there to go with the flow. And I mean, in any sense, like when you go in for an audition, like now that we have self-tapes, like we control so much of those, right? Like, you know, I still, one of our casting directors here in Manitoba, she still does in-person auditions, but a lot of the time across Canada, it's really a lot of self-tapes now. So we have so much control over that. But then you go to set, right? You book a role, you go to set, like you don't have that same control. Yeah. You can still build that character, but like you're also, you know, playing off of other people, and you also, maybe the director has like a completely different vision for what they want for that scene, and there's so many other outside circumstances. Blocking is like, sometimes you can have this like crazy complicated blocking, and at the end of the day, like you just kind of have to go with the flow of it, be proud of like be present, have your mind in it, and be proud of what you brought that day, and then you go home. I think the pressure is like often just created in our own minds of like wanting to be the best that we possibly can be, but it's always good to remind ourselves that we're human and we would never have these same expectations for someone else to be perfect. So why are we putting these same expectations on ourselves? We're just here to do the best that we possibly can. So
yeah, just the way it is, you know. You might not take it, but also it just takes a second to breathe a little bit, or to be like, okay, I might not got this, take a look back on the things you have achieved and be like, things are not that bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No? So recently I've been trying into this optimistic thing, which for some of my friends is a little bit obnoxious, because I tend to try to see the good thing of everything. But I was telling them, like, you know what? It's more healthy instead of just see all negative and be like, oh yeah, I didn't get this, or I was not able to do this because I'm not worth it, or you know, crazy stuff like that. So in other words, just enjoy life and focus on the things you can control and learn from your falls and enjoy life. You know, I mean, at some point we're all going to be old, and what better way to just enjoy every like part of it, you know, and to be sure that you can, there's always opportunity for you to learn on everything. So
exactly. Yeah.
I love it. I love this. Now, what do you enjoy the most about the whole process of bringing a character to life?
There's so much. I guess what I enjoy most, there's just endless possibilities. Right. Within the context of the scene, you could do so much. Like, there is times where, you know, I've decided I'm going to just make this like wild and weird choice, and sometimes it doesn't work. and that's fine. And then I just try something different. But having the ability to play like that is probably my favorite part about building a character like that, and exploring this, the world that I can create.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I like, from a, you know, from my filmmaker, like from all my training, I can visualize, like, oh, I can see when I get a script, I can like visualize in my own mind, like, oh, I can see that maybe they would take it this way. And so maybe that would help me with like my whole process of how I build this character. And it just feels so self-serving to like my creativity. And I just feel, I don't know, I just feel so like at peace when I'm just sitting over a set of sides prepping my audition, or if I'm reading a whole script for a project I booked. I just feel like, I don't know, like so complete in that way. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I guess this whole character, like world building, is just like my favorite part.
Okay, okay, I'll take it. Now let's say that one day I call you and I tell you that I want to become an actor. Now here's the thing, I have your experience. So based on what you know, what do you think it would be a good place for me to start on this career?
Well, acting classes for sure. Mm-hmm. You definitely gotta do the classes. I'm always going to recommend also taking some form of film training. So when it comes to crewing, because I just feel like, if that's your goal, right? Like this is specifically talking about film and television. Theater is so different, but I'm just focusing on film and television. I just feel like it's never a bad thing to also get some film industry training, just so you know what goes into making these big projects. It's such a collaborative process. There are so many people on a set, and I feel like it is so important to appreciate and value what everyone does. No one is more important. Everybody's coming together to complete the same task. And so it really does actually help you as an actor to know what everyone is there to do and to appreciate those people. And it also kind of just makes you more comfortable. It feels like you're creating a community when you're on mm-hmm. set, if you know what everybody does. So I think that's important. But alongside that, acting classes are very important. And to research in your area, a coach, a teacher that you think would be suitable for you. Also, you can audit classes. You don't need to dive in and pay for classes right away, because a lot of people want to be sure that the coach or teacher that they're choosing to take classes from, like, that they resonate with. And I think that's important. So you can always reach out to the instructor and ask, like, can I audit your class? And for the most part, I've never had a teacher say no. They will say yes. Coaching, one-on-one coaching has been like a godsend to me. There are some times where I get a script and I'm just like, oh, I can't get in my head into it for some reason. Like, I love the script, but I can't get my mind around something about it. It's just like, oh, I can't get into it. So coaching never stops. Training never stops. I will say that with the economy right now, maybe this is advice that someone's like, oh, great, Sydney, I can't afford that. I completely understand.
Yeah.
My second piece of advice is, if you wouldn't be able to, you know, pay the money that it takes to take these classes frequently, YouTube is a resource. Always go on YouTube. I think it's the Actors Foundry posts lots of resources on YouTube that you can look up. Lots of people do post resources that people can start to self-train, practice, build a network of, you know, friends that might mm-hmm. want to get into acting with you, and, you know, send each other monologues to do scene work with your friends over COVID. And I will say, this is 100% the reason why I started booking way more was I was kind of on a slow burn before COVID, because I had just like started before, like in 2017 is when I started, and it was such a slow burn because mm-hmm. I was like doing other things while trying to figure out acting. And over COVID, I decided I'm just going to focus on trying to get my acting together and like really focus on that. And in-person classes weren't a thing. So I did training over Zoom, and then I practiced with my friends every single day. I did monologues. I with my friends, and we would send them to each other and tell our thoughts, or I was like practicing scenes on my own time. And, you know, I used to post them on TikTok and stuff like that type of thing. Mm-hmm. I was just doing that. And it really, 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 really changed the way that I audition. And it really helped me because I just got more comfortable in myself. And it helped me kind of recognize, oh, I can build a whole world even in a self-tape. Like I don't need to be in this tiny little frame. Yeah. I can build this world. Like I can play with depth. I can like, you know, so if you're doing that with other people, with this network that you build, it can really help you in your audition process. And so that's the little piece of advice I would give for people who are starting out.
Okay. I'll tell you what, if I ever become an actor, once I win an award at some point, I'll be mentioning you in my thank you speech, but not only that, I'll be cutting half of the trophies. You can have half of it, you know?
Okay. Sounds good. I'll hold half.
Yeah, and like every time I will win something, I will be just cutting the half of it. So at some point, you'll have like your wall with full halves, you know, on it.
Yeah, no kidding. Every time I just like collect like a whole half. And why do you have half of a trophy? Oh, Dan has the other half.
There you go. I love it. Now, tell me, like, what has been the most important lesson that you have learned throughout your whole acting career?
The most important. It's kind of probably a combo. I've said this already, like I kind of touched on this, is like we're all just there to do a job. And so to like, you know, appreciate every moment, be in the moment, you know. I feel like a lot of the time, and it's not just me, I know other actors who do this too, you might be on set and you might be like, oh my gosh, this is so great. Oh, I wonder when my next project is going to be, because you just want to get, you want the ball to keep rolling, right? Yeah. You don't, there are times where it's like, oh, you're first starting out and you're like, oh, how long is it going to be till my next one, you know? And yeah, there is a sense of that, but it's always nice to just like be in the moment and appreciate when you're there. And it took me a while to get there, and I still struggle with it, but I've really worked on trying to just appreciate the now. And I think that's really helped me as an actor. And again, really learning and valuing what other people on a set bring to the table too, I think is really important. They work really long hours. Yeah. And they're often thankless positions. And so to appreciate everything that goes into the craft is just so valuable. So yeah,
there you go. Yeah. All right, now what do you think it's the biggest misconception that people have about actors?
I think a big one is a lot of people don't really take, in my experience, Canadian actors as maybe seriously as American actors. Like we often get fly-ins from out of town, which I mean, I can still appreciate, like they're wonderful. But as a Canadian actor, I really want to push, or I want people to realize that Canada has a lot to offer, and it's not just our amazing, in Manitoba specifically, our amazing tax credit. It's not just like the amazing locations that people can film in, it's also the talent. And it's a growth industry, and I want people to all get their opportunity, and I want Canadian actors to really be taken seriously and seen as like, oh, this person can go very far, and
yeah,
you don't need to fly everybody in. And again, like I don't mean that in a bad way, I want people to get opportunity. I want out-of-towners to still, like, I want them to still get their opportunities too. I just also want the same kind of consideration, I guess.
Totally, for
being my peers. So that kind of misconception. Also, I feel like there's this misconception that actors like are just booking and booking like crazy and like rolling in dough, and some of them are, but that's like the 0.001%. We're all kind of scraping by, like, oh. So yeah, that's another one.
yeah, that's true. I mean, most of the actors that I've interviewed, most of them will, I mean, some of them will have like a side job, you know, to kind of sustain themselves in order to continue pursuing their acting, and some of them are making a living to it. But yeah, I mean, it's inevitable that here and there you will have like a month without booking anything, and you're like, oh crap, and the bills are coming, you know, things like that. So yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, I have a side job, and my other job is very much like still working within the film industry. So I'm very lucky. I'm very fulfilled when it comes to that. I feel like I'm serving every part of my brain, every part of my creativity. So it's really wonderful. So I'm still working within my passion. But there are times where, you know, I talk to friends and they're like, oh, I just need to do this side job so I can be able to get to my auditions and stuff like that. So it's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And also another thing here is that I've interviewed recently, over the past few months, most actors that I've interviewed are actually from Canada. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good to see, actually, because I feel like I'm starting to see an uprise of like Canadian actors, especially when it comes to festivals. I've been going to a lot of festivals recently, or like reading up on them a lot too. And yeah, I'm seeing a lot of Canadian actors, and that makes me really happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Hashtag Go Team Canada. There you go. I love it. Now, if you could give one word to describe the feeling when you step on stage or in front of the camera, which word would it be?
Oh, alive. That would be the word.
That's deep. I like it.
Thank you. It just came to me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That is true. How I feel. I just feel like a part of me just wakes up. And
I mean, and it does make sense, because it is something that you actually enjoy, right? I mean, I do think that whenever we're doing something that we actually enjoy, we tend to feel alive. And I think that is kind of maybe like life somehow is sending you a message that like you're actually on the right path. Keep going, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like the you know, what's that saying? Like the meaning of life is to give life a meaning. And so as long as you could be doing like, you know, not your favorite thing, like your day job, but as long as you get to, as long as it serves something that makes you feel alive, it's all worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Now, if your life were a sitcom, what would be the title of that? But also, who would play the fictional version of yourself?
Oh, goodness. If my life were a sitcom, what would be the title?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the title of my sitcom would be The Sabiston Family Bad Luck. The Sabiston Family Luck would be my title of my sitcom, because I have notorious bad luck, and it runs in my family. And we always, whenever something bad happens, we always say, oh, we were struck by the Sabiston Family Luck. So I think that would probably be the title of my sitcom.
Okay.
And then to play me, I don't know. I would love to say maybe Emma Stone or Amanda Seyfried, because that's often who like people will say, oh, you look like them. I look nothing like them, but it's just because I have red hair or I have big eyes. So I get one of the two. So I'm going there just for those reasons. But that would be one. And they're also amazing, amazing performers. Yeah. So I would love to have them be in it. So I think they're also hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Maybe at some point we are having an idea for the future, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. We're just creating like a log line right now.
There you go. Who knows? Right. Now, let's say that one day, right, they're going to make a film. But check this out. The film is going to based in all of the characters you have played at the moment, all of them, they're all going to gather to celebrate your birthday. But here's the catch. I mean, here's the thing. We need a title for that film. So what do you think that would be the perfect title?
Goodness. Maybe like something like, I don't know, a Christmas dinner. Gone Wrong, or I don't know what the title would be, but I just know it would probably start off as what you think would be a Hallmark movie, super quaint, and then it would do a sudden turn. It would turn into a murder mystery dinner party, and they have to figure out who the killer is, because I've done Hallmarks now and I do a lot of horror movies, so it would have to be a combo of the two. I'm not sure exactly the title, but that's kind of the idea I feel like would end up being the movie.
Okay, I like it. So it would be kind of this film called Knives Out with Chris Evans, that they were solving a mystery, so kind of like that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll take it. Yeah, sounds interesting. So it's all happy, and then we went dark, like, out of nowhere.
Exactly. It would be like that.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Now, if you could describe your whole career, but this time on a drink, what would it be, and what would be the title for that drink?
Oh, a drink. Oh, goodness, that's difficult. Oh, my gosh. I don't really know. Like, I don't know. I'm not even like a drink connoisseur. I just drink a lot of water. I'm pretty plain when it comes to this stuff.
We can keep it with water, you know?
I don't know. Maybe like a twisted tea of some sort, because it would be like, you know, something that's relatively, you know, easily consumable, but then you can add like a bit of fun to it, like a bit of alcohol to it, and then it's like, ooh, it's a twisted tea. I don't really know. Yeah.
You know, most actors that I've interviewed, when I ask them this question, they sometimes will say a glass of wine, because as wine, it gets better with time.
You know what? I'm gonna take that as the answer, because I was kind of going with, I was trying to think, like, how can I say like something that's a slow burn? Because you know, I started off like I'm on this upward trajectory right now, and I can see things, I'm hoping and, you know, manifesting that things continue down like the path that I want it to. So I'm like, I don't know how to describe that in a drink. So I'm going to take wine then. I'm going to steal that.
There you go. I love it. Now, what motivates you? You know, we all have those days that basically we just want to quit, right? It's inevitable, happens to all of us. So how you manage to stay positive, regardless of how difficult or how toxic your mind might be at that point?
I guess I've just always been really self-motivated when it comes to career stuff. Like, that's never for me. I've always been just very career focused. And so when I kind of wake up and I'm kind of in that, oh, I don't want to do this mood, I just know, like, I can have a sit down and have a conversation with myself, and I just go, this is something that I know I want, and so I need to put everything into it. I will say having people around me that support me and motivate me and push me are a huge help. Like, I've got some wonderful best friends who are also performers, or who work in the film industry, who also are great people to turn to. My partner, he's like a godsend when it comes to helping me see the light at the end of the tunnel if I'm ever feeling kind of down on myself. So having a community around me really does help. But I guess because I am so career motivated, it is easy to kind of sit down and be like, okay, this is exactly what I want though, so why wouldn't I put everything into it?
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's human, so if they ever feel low, I think the biggest thing I could say is the community I've built. So yeah.
There you go. I love it. And my final question, let's say that we're going to make a film out of the episode we just did right now, but you know what is going to happen? We need a title. So what would you think would be the best title for this episode?
Ooh. Maybe like Taking It One Day at a Time with Sydney Sabiston.
Boom.
Boom.
Take it. Because that's going to be the title for this episode. I mean, that's going to be on YouTube.
All right.
All of that. Okay.
That would probably be the title of how I try to live life. One day at a time, as best as I possibly can. Because as soon as I start thinking too far in the future, I start to panic. And I'm like, what am I going to do? So I just try to be like, okay, stay present, Sydney, stay present. Just focus on what you have going on right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So taking it one day at a time.
Yeah.
That's cool. There you go. I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end, what can I say? You know, it's incredible. I love it. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, your career, it's super cool. The fact that you have achieved so many cool stuff here and there, and you continue moving forward regardless of how difficult things might be, or, you know, stressing out, or, you know, things like that. The fact that you keep doing it, it's incredible. And it's only inevitable that at some point we're going to be chatting about the multiple thousands project you've been here. I mean, who knows? Maybe at some point you're only your own action figure at some point, you know? Sky's the limit.
Let's hope. And I just did a panel at Comic-Con for my day job that I do, and talking about the film industry and how to get people into the film industry when it comes to any questions they might have when it comes to like the crew side and everything. And I just think it's nice to be well-versed in how I'm like, just filmmaking is just my entire drive of life, so yeah. It's just been so nice that I get to feed both sides of my passions, so I'm really lucky and grateful.
Yeah, absolutely. And also the fact that you are like moving 100% on the thing that you love the most, I mean, it's incredible. But the fact that you can also inspire someone, or perhaps giving them ideas on how to start perhaps acting or directing or something like between the whole entertainment industry, you know, I do think it's nice. And at the same time, it shows people that actors are regular human beings, like all of, you know, like everybody else here, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, exactly. We're all that's human. Awesome.
There you go. So again, yeah, I do want to thank also those who stayed here the whole episode. Let us know what you think in the comments below. Most important, on the description below, as I said in the beginning, you're going to find all of Sydney's social media. Now we found out why she's a total badass. So let's make her super viral. Hashtag Team Sydney. And again, Sydney, thank you so much for making this happen. Keep killing it. Keep rocking. Keep shining. And I'll see you in the next one.
Thank you.
All right.